Maybe it's time that they see my worst side, the evil me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? John Lant here, and welcome to episode one of Evil Me. The podcast is about discovering yourself in an evil way. So bring out the dead. I'm looking for dead people full of dead bones. So in this show, I'm going to be talking about the evil things that are going on inside the crazy world we live in. I'm going to be sharing a way to help you, others, get out of these evil things. So to start with, did you know that everybody's evil? I mean, some people think that they're a good person. I'm a good person. They're a good person. Everyone's a good person. We're all good people. And there's others who even think and even know that they're super duper duper evil. But for me, I was one of those people that didn't know that I was evil. So check out my story. When I was in Chicago in 2006, I was walking down the street to the flower shop to get my wife some flowers for Sweetie's Day, and I saw a woman on the corner handing out these flyers, and I decided to go and take one of these flyers. You know, I'm a nice guy, so I took one of these flyers from her. I just put it in my pocket, didn't think of anything more than that, and went on my way, picked up the flowers, and I went home. When I got home, I read the flyer, and it said some verses from 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. I was like, what? I'm evil? I never knew that I couldn't get drunk. You're not supposed to be drunk. Yep, it was one of my favorite things that I love to do. So I have a bonus here for you to see that if you have ever done this before, and if you have, I just wanted to let you know it's evil. It's using the word GD, goddamn. So here we go.
Come on!
You're gonna do a goddamn backflip.
Oh my goddamn hand, man!
Goddamn cheat.
You promised those motherfuckers too goddamn much, you asked me.
God damn it! Are you trying to ruin me?
God damn it!
Run! God damn it!
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 Goddamn street racer!
Damn it!
Goddamn! Goddamn!
God damn it!
I saw that movie 20 goddamn times!
She's a goddamn liar!
Goddamn.
And this ain't none of your goddamn business.
Get rid of this goddamn car.
God damn it. God damn it, Bacchus.
God damn it, Kyle.
God damn you.
Get us some goddamn air.
Get in the goddamn house.
5 goddamn minutes.
Made a big goddamn mistake.
Goddamn thing.
God damn it.
Goddamn.
I said goddamn.
Retarded goddamn freeloading son of a bitch.
Oh.
Oh.
Is this all your goddamn fault?
Keep your goddamn hands off him.
Didn't hear a goddamn thing.
God damn it, I messed up my pants.
Every goddamn day.
You're a goddamn sore boat, Captain.
Ah!
Best goddamn bartender.
Goddamn!
Goddamn!
I'll be goddamn.
Goddamn cunt.
Are you fucking good? Goddamn it!
Goddamn hot chocolate.
The goddamn page.
The goddamn washing machine.
Goddamn shoulders.
It's a goddamn Martian.
A goddamn shit-sucking vampire.
You're goddamn right he wasn't.
Every goddamn second.
Goddamn soul.
You show me some goddamn respect!
You're goddamn right.
And there's no fucking goddamn Mr. Pimp!
Goddamn it, stop it! That's an order!
Goddamn!
So there you have it. You just listened to a clip from many different movies that are put together to say that word, GD. So what does GD really mean? It's expressing anger, surprise, or frustration. Or, for some, maybe, I don't know, maybe they really like him. They keep saying his name. But keep in mind, using GD only, there are more other words that are relatable, like JC, Jesus Christ, or OMG, and probably even many others that I don't have on the list, but you'll see a lot of these in movies, talk shows, social media, wherever you may find them. But these things are, as I said before, evil. So whether a person believes in God or not, they'll use those words GD, JC, or OMG. Yeah, when you think about it, no one ever uses the word GD like Adam damn it or Eve damn it. You ever wonder why and what the reason is for that? And how about using it like, oh, my Satan, oh, my devil? That's a little different, isn't it? There's something in the good book that says not to use GD in an evil way. There's many people who believe that using the word GD is kind of like using it as a F word. And using OMG is kind of like using it in a way as in excitement. Like it's okay to believe it as a good thing to use as being very excited about something. There are also other ways that we can use God's name in an evil way. For example, when we get married or when we testify in court. And you probably have heard this before. I take you to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do us part, according to God's holy law, in the presence of God I make this vow. So when you get married in God's name and soon get divorced afterwards, that's evil. What about in court? Do you solemnly swear that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? And when people get on the stand and lie, it's evil. Not only is God's name used to break an oath, it's lying. It's a double evil. Evil, evil. So on a different note, I have a bunch of different episodes of ideas and thoughts I'd like to get onto the show. Some of the topics could include overeating, dissing people in social media, lewd behavior in public, gambling for money, enjoying fighting as entertainment, men dressing like women, psychology, that's different, huh? Even cannabis, recreational weed, pot, grass, marijuana, twerking, naked yoga classes, who would have thought? A man using make-em to transform into a woman, masturbating, movies, and the like, many other different things. But what this is not is to find a specific person to target. It's for people to know that they're evil, to understand how evil that they are, and that they can get born again and have a new birthday. Doesn't that sound pretty cool? Turn away from these evil things. That is the idea, the main goal in mind here. So this isn't a witch hunt. Many people, they're not going to stop doing the evil that they'd love to do. And I'm not going to chase them down to tell them to stop doing what they're going to do. So, but this is for those who are doing similar things that you may hear on the show that they are doing that are evil, to understand it, to know it, and to know what it is and what to do. So if you like this show and would like many more of them, subscribe. I also have a free gift for you at voicecry.com/thanks.